On tonight's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, all eyes and attention are moving in the direction of Lisa Rinna, and it is Season 7, Episode 10, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah. Hello, AfterBuzzers. Welcome to a very cheery, Sims-like after show for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You know, Hostel Hacienda is the name of this show. Yes. I am your host, Grants underscore underscore Rants on Twitter, and sitting next to me...
Hello, everybody. My name is Christy Olson, and you guys can always reach out to me at Christy Reports.
What's up, everyone? I'm Thomas Rulina. Find me at Thomas Rulina on my Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook, and check out my website, thomasrulina.com.
Hey, guys. It looked like a happy Hacienda to me. It looked like paradise. My name is Chris Valentine. You can find me on Twitter at AKA Golden Boy and my website, chrisvalentine.la.
There you go. Good. Well, thank you and welcome all to the show. We are going to give a little mini recap from the week previous, just to fill in some of the blanks so we can all the stuff is relevant to what we'll be discussing tonight. So let's get into it in this little mini AfterBuzz after show within an after show.
That's right, because if you guys don't remember or if you missed us last week, we had Eden Sassoon here live with us in studio, and she spilled all the tea. It was very, very informative. So yes. Now we got to actually break down the show.
Right. If you watched that, if you haven't, check it out, because she laid some groundwork that I was able to connect dots in tonight's episode. So it was really an interesting one. So let's take a look at what we want to discuss from last week that stood out to us. For me, it was PK having to make the comment that Eileen and Lisa Rinna were like the two Muppets on the balcony. I love them. They're my favorite Muppets, so this stuck out to me because I love them, those two old grouchy men. But he's like, oh, but the glamorous kind. The glamorous type, yeah. So, I mean, they're cool. They went with it. I think, I mean, even What's-Her-Face, Rinna was talking about heated toilets or something and how good she looked. So they were on the juice, you know? So they were feeling good overall. But PK, I'm watching. I'm just continuing to watch.
I love your fascination with PK, by the way. It's starting to grow.
I loved it. Him, yes. All right, what did you think? What stood out? What do you want to say?
Well, Rinna's features are a little Muppet-like. I think she would even admit that. But I wanted to talk about Eden approaching Kyle and Kim at the end of the episode, because this is really the culmination of everything from the last several episodes. So Eden tells them that she feels like they are she and Kat, her and her sister. And I think that's what they really... Kyle and Kim were looking for a reason here. They're like, why are you doing this? What is your motive? And Eden's even telling them, you're incredible people. And Kyle's trying to defend herself and say, I'm not an enabler. And it was very contentious, but it never got too dramatic. I mean, I really couldn't believe that. Kim's even saying, you know, that Eden is judging her and that she's looking for trouble. And yet Eden handles it cool as a cucumber, as she always does.
Well, I guess we can't talk about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills if we don't bring up Lisa Vanderpump.
LVP!
Yes, she arrived at the party and she told our dear friend Erica that she does not want Erica to come for her crown. So I felt like that was her way of saying, I know that they both are not threatened by each other because they both do different things, but this is still Lisa's show. And I think that was the message, and I think the message was sent. But, you know, Erica, she's not going to buy any BS from anyone.
Yeah, I think it's all going to be editing, the edited feud between one-upsmanship. But in real life, those two are, I don't think they're playing the game. Erica doesn't have any time for that.
Yeah, everybody has their own thing going on.
Well, I wanted to bring up Lisa Vanderpump, too, and she is the queen of this show, and it's the final scene where she tells Eden, don't go for Kyle. Now, what I liked about this scene is Lisa Vanderpump is all about loyalty, and she's saying, Kyle, I have your back. You know, it didn't always happen in past seasons where you had my back. So she's protecting her girl, but she tells Eden straight onto her face, don't go there. Now, it's interesting. In all of Eden's scenes, she kind of doesn't respond right away. She kind of just looks, which I like. And you can almost see in Lisa Vanderpump's eyes, was I too harsh? You know, did you say she wants to be strong, but she also wants to put that down. So I love that, and we're kind of setting the scene for later. And I can't wait to talk about tonight's episode. Yes. There's some vindication going on, which Eden did bring up. You know, we're going to see some things unfold. And this is in a fantastic episode tonight.
Yes. Well, this has been previously on The Real Housewives.
This now is good. On to tonight's episode.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, why not? I think we need to. These are things all worth discussing that were big moments that play out. I mean, they're going to set the course now for the rest of the season as it looks. We got that full preview. So it's a good place to take a moment and reflect.
That's right. Yes. And I just want to take this moment too and thank you all for joining us in the live chat. Oh, yeah. Jessica's there, Elvin and Charlie. We love it. So make sure you're letting us know what you think.
Yes.
Yes.
Feel free. Let us know. Let's talk about the agency opening a 10th office in Mexico. Punta Mita, Mexico. I'm sure I'm not saying that with the correct
pronunciation. How dare you use that language on this show?
well, whatever. Here we are, kids. What do we think of
Well, you're clearly very impressed, Grant.
Yeah. It looked nice. I mean, for him. He's taking over the world. He'll be a billionaire in no time.
It's huge. 10 agencies, for sure. Yeah.
It's exhausting, isn't it? But Mauricio's family has money. It looks like he comes from money. He's like, I'm looking at this place like it is a hotel. It looks like a resort. It is amazing. Mm-hmm. And Mauricio's like, well, this is my uncle's house. Didn't he say that? It's like a family member.
It was one of his agent's uncle's house.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's like, okay, somebody just owns this house all to themselves, and I love all the different rooms. And it's funny, though, because the room that they gave one of the girls, Lisa Vanderpump, was the king-size bed, and you would have thought at this house they would have given her the two doubles. And then they give her, Kachin, the two doubles. She doesn't even have a husband with her. So it was kind of funny how they all got their rooms. But the place looks amazing. Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous. Yeah.
I love the fact that his business has grown. This is what makes the show interesting because you see, like, from the ground up, you know, what we got to see as viewers. So I love it. I'm happy for him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can respect when Kyle talks about how they used to not have any money. They didn't have two nickels to rub together. So the fact that he has built this really reality empire is very respectable.
Yeah, true. Self-made in certain aspects within networking and doing his own thing. You know, it is his business. It's not like, you know, he's doing it. It's his thing. No
Tonight was
all.
Definitely... No Kyle's episode.
Yes, well,
she's getting it. Like
it was Kyle's episode, but the moment that's having everyone talk is this visit that Eden had at Lisa Vanderpump's house, and even Lisa didn't know why she was there. She's like, I don't know why she wanted to talk to me. You can tell like Lisa's like, you know, we'll just do the party scenes, and I'll throw an event for dogs, and we'll be good. You know,
But whenever someone can just come to my house and I don't have to go anywhere, I'm down with that.
Yes. So this was when Eden said that she indeed has not been second guessing Kim's sobriety. She's only reacting to the information that she's been given through Rinna. And that was a big moment. I feel like it was great that Eden finally got to say what she thought.
This is what we've been waiting for. Yeah.
Lisa Vanderpump totally did not even know that this was going on behind the scenes. She didn't know. I feel like she wanted to like Eden, like she said from the beginning. Eden Sassoon is a name. She comes from kind of American royalty, and Lisa Vanderpump is all about that. So I think she wanted to like Eden, and this whole thing of Eden coming out of the gate so fast and going for Kim so fast as well, I think it was putting off all the girls. Mm-hmm. So this was a chance for the record to come clean in a way, and we find out what really was going on in Eden's mind.
Right.
And just a little side note, I know that we're talking about Eden kind of bringing up her past and remembering how she lost her own sister. Could it be that Lisa Rinna is feeling the same thing? Because if you recall, Lisa Rinna had a sister that was an alcoholic that died, or half-sister. So she is the one that could actually be going through all these things in her mind and wanting to save or help, or maybe it's going through her and she's trying to deal with it. So it's a little side note that I was just thinking about today.
Yeah. Are you implying that one of the housewives is deflecting?
Oh, yes.
Would they ever? Well, I don't know.
They're adding something new to the show.
That would be a first.
Lisa Vanderpump is very good at getting in past seasons the other girls to do her dirty work, and I feel like Lisa Rinna passed it on theory. To Eden in a way. You know, she kind of riled the new girl.
Right.
Eden hadn't, she even told us last week, she has not watched any of the past episodes, and so for her to come in and get that from Lisa Rinna, where she's, you know, she's kind of riled in a way, and she wants to help. She went through this. She's trying to help. So I can see how it all played out. And
me too.
I'm loving it.
Especially when you've got an insider like Rinna, who's been on the show at this point now, this is our third season, telling Eden she's near death, like she that's it's not strong. Good and this is someone who Eden, you know, we've seen her in the studio here, she's someone that listens and absorbs, you know, so of course if you're hearing that someone who is dealing with a disease that you have, you know, that you've have seen firsthand too, and you're hearing that someone's near death, of course you're going to react a little bit and take it seriously, and you're going to say, well, Kyle's not doing anything, so she's an enabler. Like, I can see why Eden now has jumped to these conclusions, and that's all she's been talking about, because she's hearing about someone that's near death.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And it's not even true, because Lisa Rinna needs to stop talking.
Yeah. I'm really hoping that this episode tonight calms all the people down and gets Eden, you know, gets back on Eden's side, because I feel like it wasn't fair that she got to get dragged under the mud with all of the things that have happened.
Yeah.
And it's really nice that, you know, I thought it was the smartest decision to go to Lisa's house and talk to Lisa.
You know what? I didn't think about that. Good
yeah,
move.
I thought that was, I mean, if I was in her situation, I would have done the same thing.
And she's
because
very calm.
Lisa, yeah, Lisa Vanderpump runs, you know, the ultimate, she runs the crew, I think. Mm-hmm. Even though she's not in so many scenes, talking to her is going to be the smartest thing for Eden, because she knows she's going to tell Kyle.
Yes.
That's right. Chris Charlie in the chat agrees with you that Lisa Rinna has taken over Lisa V Pump's manipulation
role. Ooh, thank you. Ooh. Thank you, Charlie. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Hmm. Well, you know, I want to just on that note, Charlie, I want to say that where would we be without Lisa Rinna this season? Because she is riling it.
True.
Like, now, some of the previous...
She's a pain in the ass, but a good... of the good
she
kind
can't hustle
us.
The hustler.
Yes, for us, yes.
She's a reality show star. She's a veteran. She knows how to bring it up. And, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't... Did I say that? Or you weren't supposed to say that? And we have a lot of juicy stuff coming up for the rest of the season with the other girls. But Lisa Rinna is really keeping this season going for us. So I'm
that's
happy.
True.
Lisa's always been open in interviews as well, saying, look, this is a job. I didn't expect to do this in my life, but I know why I'm here. You know, so she does own that she has a part to play.
Own it.
Yeah.
Of course. Own it. Yeah, right? Exactly.
Own it.
And I can't blame her, even though she's a pain in the ass. But meanwhile, the pain in the ass and Kyle went out, and they had a dinner or a lunch or whatever, and then that's when Rinna said, Kyle pointed out that Lisa Rinna had a good moment with Kim. And they were, like, kind of, you know, pushing that forward. Like, yeah, you know, we had a good moment at that year party and all of that. And then Kyle went through this whole rigmarole of, I don't understand where Eden is getting this information from. I don't understand why she's being so aggressive towards me and my sister. I'm like, Kyle, you're looking at her. You're looking at her.
Mm-hmm. Kyle, maybe she felt bad. That's why she went shopping the day after. And she's like, let me just buy a few things here at the store to not make it so bad since I'm the one that started this.
Soap in the blow.
Yeah.
It almost seemed like Kyle knew, though. I mean, when she was watching her talk, she was like, I don't know if she bought it all. It's like she was questioning. It seemed like she almost knew something was up at that point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I kind of, I agree.
Yeah, well, Lisa Vanderpump wouldn't be surprised if how she mentioned she wouldn't be surprised to see how Rinna would spin this, and she just to make it look like she didn't say anything. And I thought that was an interesting observation, because Thomas, didn't you kind of feel the same way? Like, what's Rinna going to do to get out of this? You know,
yeah, I'm excited to see, like, in the next episodes how she's going to spin this, because she's done, you know, I think I put in my notes that, you know, she started it and now it's time to spin it.
Right.
Yeah. Spin it all the way to the reunion.
That's right. Because last season with the whole Munchausen thing, remember it turned into, oh, no, I didn't say that. Someone else did. And I was just repeating it and I feel terrible.
Right.
And
that was the point. Yeah, I kind of was a little blank on that. But yeah. Lisa Vanderpump felt that she said, well, what is Lisa Rinna going to do? Say this came from me now? Kind of throwing
and
shade.
And I almost
like
wanted to
season.
Say, yeah, maybe it did, because that's what happened last season. Right. And Lisa Vanderpump did start the whole Munchausen thing, I believe. I don't think Lisa Rinna came up with it. I think it was planted from Lisa Vanderpump. So yeah, when Lisa Vanderpump said that tonight, I'm like, oh my gosh, I wonder if you started this one too. Who knows?
Who knows? I think Rinna's hands have the blood on them.
She's like, this is going to be my season.
Yes. Let's take a moment before we get into the Mexico trip, and let's do an oldie but goodie, cheers and jeers, some little moments that have stuck out to us, whether we love them or not. and we're going to point out some cheers and jeers. I'll go first. We'll do cheers first, and then we'll do cheers first, then we'll go back around for jeers. Why the hell not?
Love it. Love it.
All right, so my cheers are seeing Camille, of course. I say this every week, but I was really happy to hear in New York that she is at the point where she could have a conversation with Kelsey, and she's kind of closed the gap, or the wounds have healed enough for her to want to co-parent, and that she was in a better place.
Yes.
Love her. That's what I want to hear. Good for her.
Absolutely.
Cheers to you, Camille.
Yay! My cheers go to Erica Jane and just how she lives life in general. She's in Mexico. She wants a burrito. She wants guacamole. Like, she gets on that jet ski and goes full Georgia Peach. Like, I just can appreciate all the other ladies. They all have a lot of money. And watching the rest of them live their fabulous lives makes me jealous. But her, I'm just like, yes, she is having as much fun with it as she should be having. Never takes herself too seriously. And so my cheers is to Erica, want a burrito.
Oh, I like it.
They love her.
Eat that burrito, girl. Yes. I want one, too. Give me one, too.
Oh, this was a tough one. I literally have two written down, but I think I'm going to go with Delilah. I think that it's amazing for her to be at New York Fashion Week doing the Tommy Hilfiger show. I think that's a huge moment for her career, and it can only go uphill. You know, I love the fact that she's doing what she wants to do.
Yeah.
That's
good.
Important.
Positive. Good. Good vibes here.
Now, I should probably have done what Thomas did and had three cheers, because you have my cheer.
I didn't take yours, right?
You didn't take mine.
Okay,
but definitely Christy was like, I'm with you on this one. I mean, from the moment the show started, I want a margarita. I don't know if that's a good enough impression, but, and then she wants guacamole, and then she wants a burrito, and it's almost to the point where the girls in the bus are ignoring her, but she keeps going. She keeps talking. And good for you, girl. I'm glad you eat. Just like the guys, you know, Mauricio is getting a little bigger. He still looks phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And, of course, PK eats, which is good. I like to see some guys with some meat on their bones. So Erica's the other one. She's not afraid to say that she eats, and she wants to have a party and enjoy Mexico. Yeah. So that's my cheer.
Yes.
When Erica was in the van with the big glasses on, like the rhinestones or the shininess that was going on, I was like, this girl is too fabulous to be in this van with these people. I don't want to be convicted of kissing her ass, but I do enjoy me some Erica Jane.
Yes. We know it.
All right, let's get real. Let's do some jeers. Let's see, you know, what was off color for us. For me, it has to be just the lack of Eileen and her not going on this trip. I know she had to work, but Eileen, what are you doing? Like, where are you? You know, we're mid-season now where everything's amping up with all the other ladies. I mean, tensions are high, and I'm not by any means jeering her going to a therapist, so you can relax.
Oh, I'm gonna. So
okay.
Finish up.
Yes.
But I'm like, come on, Eileen, like, make a trip. Like, even, what's-her-face, Rinna made it from New York to Mexico. Come on.
Right? Boo.
Eileen,
well,
I'm sorry to shoot Eileen down. But.
I know. I'm a little sorry, too. But this whole the therapist thing and her ongoing storyline the last several seasons with the family deaths, I understand that that's what she's going through and that's what's real for her. But, girl, have some fun. Yeah. You're on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and you're getting paid more than anybody else to do it. Show us going out and hanging out with your husband and your kid. Her kid seems super funny, by the way. Yeah. Like, give us more of that. If you're going to go to therapy, maybe that's something that should just be for you. I didn't need to see it. Good luck with all of that, but have a little fun.
Yes.
Yeah, fair. Yeah. Fair, yes.
Okay, just to like come full circle with Delilah, my jersey's for her mom, Lisa Rinna. I felt like at Kyle's shop, she should have done something different and would have, you know, if she would have owned it and said, you know, it might have came from me, just to change up the show a little bit, because now we're seeing on the next episode or later on in the show, she's saying, oh, it's my mouth, you know, she could have owned it right there, and it could have been a different moment. I think the show would have went different.
Ooh, Jaring Rinna.
And just to add a little bit to that therapist scene, I mean, come on, Eileen. You're getting paid a lot, but this therapist probably shouldn't get paid anything. It's what you always see. The client is doing all the talking, and the therapist is doing nothing. I'm like, Eileen, please go to a fabulous clairvoyant psychic medium. Maybe you'll get more. And then I want to do a little poke back at Camille, because nobody will ever touch her, and I know we have a fan here, but
I'm watching you.
You're watching me, Grant. Okay. A little jeer is, if I was in Kelsey's place, maybe I wouldn't want to continue communicating with Camille, because she is such a strong person. She is so gorgeous. She's got it all together. Maybe Kelsey, you know what I'm saying? He might
bounce right back like he bounced onto the last one?
Yeah, and it might not be fair to his new girl, and he might be afraid of reconnecting with her or starting up stuff. So, you know, I feel for Camille. Mm. I feel like she's in a good place. She could handle Kelsey getting, you know, co-parenting. I believe that would be the best for the child. Absolutely. But I feel Kelsey is like, I've got to keep this wall up, and I got to keep it cut and never go back.
I will say, though, I don't think Kelsey has a lot of self-control. He's gone through how many women?
Yes. So he knows himself, and he knows it.
Maybe he's growing. I don't know.
Maybe he's like, never again. I'm not gonna open that door.
They hadn't had sex for like years and years before they got divorced. Right. So you're thinking maybe he wants. Oh,
I don't know that he wants sex. Camille, I think he's afraid. I think he's afraid of Camille. She is such a strong, beautiful, powerful woman. And it's not only maybe unloyal to maybe communicate with her in his mind with his new girl or wife. I guess they're married, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, I think he's afraid of her a little bit and just doesn't want to open that door back up again and just keep it closed and not deal with it, just to be safe. Yeah. So,
I
think...
Yeah, this is like season one vibes over here.
We're going way back. So I've seen really that red dress Camille came down for the premiere. That's all I'm visioning while you're talking about this.
In the opening title.
She's a strong, beautiful lady. No one wants to mess with her.
Yes. She is. And Elvin in the chat reminds us that Eileen will be joining the trip next week.
Oh, okay.
So we are going to see her get mixed up in all this.
And I mean,
Rinna's going to need an ally.
I felt the same way when we didn't see Lisa Vanderpump at all, even, and I'm not a huge fan of hers, but when she was on for like a scene, like on the phone, and I was like, where, like, you know, you're getting paid, you're holding the diamond, like, where are you? You know, Eden's doing more work, and she's not getting paid, but I'm like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, I want to see these more balanced.
Like, everybody's here on this trip, actually, so I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like
those are always nice vacations when there's no missing person, so.
Right.
Yeah. It's like the whole crew is there.
The whole crew, we don't need anybody else. We don't need Benny.
All the girls are in Mexico, including PK and Ken. They came out for the trip as well.
You kill me on that.
They need their husbands. They need that support. I love seeing the husbands with them. But you know, it takes hours and hours to get in hair and makeup and ready for these scenes. Didn't you see, though, Christy, a scene where Lisa Vanderpump did not have any makeup on? Was
You were a little frightened.
It was shocking.
Let me tell you.
She still had those lashes, but it was just shocking. Because it was so different from how we usually see her. Not that she looks so terrible.
Well, you know, when they do the confessionals, that is a major thing, and the light is hitting them perfectly, and their makeup is done for hours.
Flawless.
They look fabulous. I know.
Yeah.
And especially that Erica Jane one where her hair is like really big up like a princess. I never get tired of seeing those confessionals.
I love that.
She looks
a good look.
Perfect.
People have compared that her to Princess Peach in those interviews, but I think it's perfect. You know, we didn't see her glam squad this time. We know they
that was kind of nice.
And you could tell that she was having the hair and makeup done
with
them.
Glasses.
I think, and the braids, right? They're very
braid
heavy. So I'm thinking they were probably there. We just didn't see them. It's funny that that's your reaction. Like, it was nice to just have the ladies and not see them. So I wonder if that was production's idea to like, this time we'll keep them away.
Everyone's gonna go. Let's go to the beach. Let's have a margarita. We're not going to like a fashion
Maybe
show.
Maybe Lisa Vanderpump is just like cooling off, because I did hear a interview that Cedric had recently, and he said that when Lisa Vanderpump first started the show, she took it extremely seriously. She would prepare for hours. They would
Did you hear
that interview? They would actually act out scenes. She would come up with jokes. She was very all into this. And the thing is, I don't know if you guys knew this, but when Cedric was on the show season one, they had said he was already had broken up with Lisa Vanderpump. She lied to Bravo to bring him back in to make sure she was on the show because that's what they were looking for.
They wanted them together.
So, in the past, Lisa Vanderpump would prepare for hours and days, and it was all about the show.
I think it's a smart thing to do, actually. If I was going on a reality show, I'm going to practice, you know, how I want people to see me, and I want to be true to myself, so I don't blame her for doing that.
So to see her without makeup tonight is shocking.
I mean, look, I will give her credit. I mean, by her preparing the way she did, she's got two shows, she's getting paid real good.
She's opening up her
internationally
rescue,
internationally known, so.
Is she opening up another
restaurant? Did you see that? No, a dog rescue. I think that's going to be if she is on the next season. I'm sure that...
Yeah.
Or maybe
we
might see it on this season.
That.
I don't know.
Yeah. Or on Pump Rules.
Mm-hmm. Or Pump Rules.
Well, Erica and Kyle bonded over the fact fact how busy that their husbands are so busy and they have to oversee like 100 people and there's a lot of pressure. So that was kind of a different view for me. I kind of like seeing the lifestyle of what the real housewife, you know. Yeah. I feel like mm-hmm. we don't get a lot of that.
I think when Eden visited Lisa at her home and just seeing all those things in Lisa's house, I appreciated that because that's what Beverly Hills is about. It's about the over the top. I think viewers who don't watch Real Housewives, if they were to see that, they'd be like, what show are you watching? Like, whose house is that? And I feel like Beverly Hills nails it with showing what people have.
Good point.
Yeah, I love that.
And when the girls first, yeah, the first few times that Lisa, even in her past house, the girls would come over, they would do the same comments. Remember, mm-hmm. this is new for Eden. This is like, she's never seen the show. She's never been in there. So those reactions were original to her and new.
Yeah,
and
it was refreshing.
And even Eden said last week when she was here, you know, her house is not the same level as Lisa Vanderpump. So she was really impressed. And who wouldn't want closets and everything mm-hmm. lined up and all the jewelry out on the table? I mean, it is amazing how yeah. they look.
Right. And I honestly was a little bit confused by that because I'm mm-hmm. like, girl, you're worth $15 million. We know the house. We haven't seen mm-hmm. a lot of the house. We've pretty much only seen the kitchen. Yeah. But I'm sure it's fabulous.
Yeah.
You know, although I think the producers know that what we're looking for on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is opulence.
Yeah.
We want to see them live these luxurious lifestyles. However, the ladies themselves always make a big deal out of everything, like Eden tonight. And even when they go to the houses that Mauricio is selling, it's like, oh my God, this is so gorgeous. Person who gets to live here is so lucky. They're not right. nonchalant about it.
That's,
and
yeah,
I think that's what
true.
Makes it work. Otherwise, you'd hate them. You'd hate this.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they work so hard for what they have, yeah, but yeah, I gosh. Like that one of the girls brought up tonight that even a party, because we were commenting before about how Dorit was, you know, so obsessed about the flowers and everything before, it means a lot to these girls, but they're at a different level, and this is their life, and it's these little things that are important, and they literally said tonight, this is precious. When I throw a party, it's very important. Everything has to be exactly right. It means a lot mm-hmm. to them. That's the lifestyle that they're living.
Yeah. Right.
That's their personality. It's a yeah. show of who they are.
Yeah, let's talk about a little about New York with Lisa Rinna, with Thomas, you touched upon the fashion show. And mm-hmm. this poor girl, what's her name? The one that's walking.
Delilah,
yeah. She's nervous because, I mean, this is what we're being told, but she's nervous because of what her mother did to Gigi's mother last season. I'm sure it's more than that to being nervous walking your first show. But I was like, you know, it wouldn't help.
Yeah.
That your mother, you know, only a year ago got in a huge fight with the other one's mother and make things awkward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it would be easier to have no awkwardness.
And
there.
It's not just Gigi, it's Bella Hadid too. So you got two of the top models that are up against one.
Oh, wow.
So I'm kind of rooting for her and seeing like what, you know, Tommy's show, what's next for her. And Lisa's been plugging her the entire season.
Yep.
So
meanwhile, all the aging washed up supermodels are PO'd looking at these Real Housewife daughters. I can't remember which model it was. One of the old ones came out and got on like Gigi's case about, oh, now these girls are just social media influencers.
Right. Oh, yes. I think it was Janice Dickinson, maybe. I'm not
following.
Sure.
I'm not sure that it was. She may have chimed in. But one of those,
always.
Like, you know, they're looking at this like, so that's three, and they were talking about Camille's daughter, too, being a model. It's like, mm-hmm. that's three of these. That's almost half
this is
these
just how it is now. I'm
it
sorry.
Is. It's numbers,
yeah.
it's followers.
Yeah.
That's the reality. I think it rots because there's no real talent behind numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, but. This is, I mean,
those girls need to upkeep if they want to be on the runway.
Hey, I mean, you got to be 15 if you want to be a supermodel, is what they're saying.
Oh, Lord.
It's really interesting. I was, when I went to high school, there was a lot of girls in my school that were like models, and they were like 16.
Where did you go to high school?
It was a really good one. Anyways, 16, 17, these are the girls that are the face of the cosmetic industry, and people don't realize it because when they're done putting the makeup on them, they do look older, but their skin is already so flawless. So it is a young person's game. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but women that are 40, 50
ladies.
Buying these cosmetics, they're really, it's the face of a 16-year-old usually that they're buying.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, in this episode, this point in the episode, Lisa Vanderpump and Kyle got together and Lisa filled her in. And she let her know that Rinna had a talk with Eden at the store and it was all about Kim and Kyle. Lisa Rinna brought it up to Eden, and she said that she doesn't, that this is where she said that Lisa Rinna does not believe that Kim is completely sober, and she is in fact near death, my favorite, and Rinna had promised that she would, had promised to Kyle that she would never talk of Kim again. She even apologized and asked for forgiveness. But yet, here's what she's saying. And so Lisa Vanderpump, she even said, this is the point where she was like, I don't want to be like the involved in this, but I feel like I have to tell you. Mm-hmm. And they got into it.
Yeah. Well, here's what I want to say. I'm glad that I didn't choose Lisa Vanderpump as my cheers, because we got Delilah time to talk about Tommy Hilfiger. But I think that with Lisa Vanderpump and her relationship with Kyle has gotten so much stronger after all these seasons, that I think that the fact that she told, she asked Eden if it was okay to pass the information on, I see that that's a sign of like housewife growing up and letting Eden know, hey, you know what, I'm gonna pass this on, so that it doesn't go the way that it usually goes. It's like a different style. Yeah. That's what I liked about
and this
Lisa.
Information needed to be passed on.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I could just tell Lisa Vanderpump was chomping at the bit to tell Kyle, and Kyle almost seemed like she was on something. She was like, she didn't even let her talk. She was going a mile a minute.
Yeah.
But Lisa Vanderpump really wanted
to
get this out.
Yeah, and she like, had please. Approval.
Yes, yeah. She had approval, but it's like, Kyle, let Lisa Vanderpump tell you the yeah. truth of what's really going on.
Lisa yeah. also told Kyle that the enabler comment came from Rinna. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge point
everything
of contention.
Everything came from Rinna.
Everything. Yeah, exactly. And then this is
and,
when...
And actually, sorry to interrupt, no. but Jasmine in the chat reminds me that the comments I was talking about previously were from Rebecca Romaine.
Okay.
Oh. About Kendall Jenner and about Gigi.
I love Rebecca Romaine almost as much as I love Camille. I love a blonde in charge. Oh, I think she's like the hottest thing. I love Rebecca.
But you know, she thinks she should be on Real Housewives, and now she's competing against Instagram supermodels, yeah. and she's just
she's
doing
the
Lifetime
to be
movies
behind
with her
phone.
Husband.
I love Rebecca. I do. I've always loved her. Remember, she played the transgender man on, well, the transgender woman, I should say, on Ugly Betty. Remember, she was the brother that transitioned.
Did you watch Pepper Dennis?
No, what?
Oh, who's she that? Had a season. It was a season. I think it was on the WB where she yeah. played a news anchor, and it was the hot guy from Cougar Town. And I had every episode on my laptop yeah. 10 years ago when that was when stealing. Wow. Yeah.
Did Rinna tonight bring up Cindy Crawford too?
Yeah, they're BFFs.
Okay, Cindy Crawford, yeah, supermodel, still looks great, selling the makeup online and everything.
Daughter's a model too, right?
Exactly, actually, and it's like all the daughters are coming up.
I did want to say this weekend, random, I was watching fashion shows on YouTube with my friend, and Naomi Campbell is still running the Versace runway, and she looks amazing. Wow. Like, she looks flawless. When I saw that, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
So there's still some legends up there. I think
good for her.
The bitter ones are the ones yeah, that right? are talking
well, I felt like Lisa Rinna has wanted to make it to this level her entire life.
Well, and why not do it with her daughter?
She's at the height. So she's at the height. She's bringing her daughters in like Yolanda's doing and everybody else. But, you know, Lisa Rinna is always mentioning like Kris Jenner and Cindy Crawford and all these people. I think she's seen them rise faster than her, and now she's finally going to all these parties with them. She's finally, you know, experiencing that level of fame with this show.
Yeah.
Finally. It took her a long, long, long time, mm-hmm. but she's at the height of her career, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kyle at this point began to understand where Eden was coming from. It was starting to see the light here a little bit. And this was also passed along that Rinna claims that she knows nothing and she's not talking this time around, but she just said all that stuff. She just started all that mess, but yet she's not talking. And then, of course, the sewing of the lips comment.
You're gonna need a lot of thread.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the first time we've heard that about Rinna, right? It's the easy joke to go to. Didn't I make one earlier about the Bubba thing? Yeah, see, I'm no comedian.
Well, Erica, we learned a lot about her. You talked about her in the cheers.
Yay.
We learned that she is, I just wrote these, because some people say she hasn't let us in. Well, we learned some stuff. She's a good fisherman, a swimmer. She likes to go speed on the jet skis. What did she do, motorbikes? Is that what she mentioned? Or what did she do back home that she went fast on?
ATCs or something? I felt like it was very...
Did you just say boats?
Boats.
She said boats.
Oh, okay.
She drives boats fast.
She's good
with
a hammer.
That's what we do in Middle America. That's what we do at the lake.
She's good with a hammer and she's good with a vacuum, but don't ask her to mop.
No mopping for her.
So, yeah, just thought
totally
it was
cute. Understandable.
They put your back and neck
out. She's so relatable.
Well, at the dinner, the final dinner, Lisa Vanderpump talked about how Eden responded to Rinna's comments, and this all came out at the table. And Dorit said that she believes that Rinna would say this about Kim because she can picture it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, how well do you know Rinna at this point?
Well, Dorit needs to get in there. I mean, that's her moment right there to tie in the Xanax and just bring her name back into the conversation.
Oh, she let it
you know what, Dorit? I believe it because I saw it.
Yes.
How about that one? Well, not just in my head.
She's good at visualizing. And, you know, in a way, it's kind of psychic. You can kind of picture Lisa Rinna saying these things. It's not too far off, and she's right. So.
Yeah. Another thing that Dorit said was, oh, well, when I was out to dinner, we were bonding, we were becoming friends, and she said that Kim was very mean. Like that, you were having a private conversation. That has nothing to do with it. We're on to other people at this point, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the light is now on Rinna's problem. Like, that, what kind of friend does that?
I know. It looks like a situation where staying on the show is important, making storylines is important, and I think that was just a quick comment. Mm-hmm. I don't know if on the next episode we're going to see it. You know, we're going to hear about the Xanax again, which I really don't care for. But
well, they keep showing that bag, and that did not look like natural vitamins in there. They all look prescription to me. I mean, I don't know what she's taken, but it looks strong. Yeah.
She did claim they were vitamins. Let's check in with our chat roll. Elvin says, Dorit's trying to stir stuff up. What is her storyline? That's a good point. Mm. And, Madison Gray reminds us that last week Lisa Rinna was on Watch What Happens Live, and she said she sent lips with a ripper to Kyle.
Ooh.
As kind of a rib. It's kind of a joke. So,
did you guys watch that one?
I did, yeah. I watched, yeah.
I knew that drag queen was going to win with
of
the
course.
Freaking
yeah.
closet.
The pens
Hello.
And all that, yeah. So the Xanax smoothie came up, and then everyone was surprised that Eden was taking anxiety pills, and there's a question about Rinna, and I'm like, where is this going to go? Is it just gossip, or is this going to be resulting in some type of storyline for Lisa Rinna that we're gonna have to like address or something, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, is this gonna tie in with the whole addiction story? I don't think it's gonna go anywhere, kids. I don't know anything, but
I
was kind of thinking from what Eden said last week that it sounds like when they take their trip to Hong Kong, like that might be what comes back around, but I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah,
I don't know what comes off coming off an airplane and then landing and seeing people that don't even want to greet you. I don't know if that was staged. I don't know if they had to do that moment where Kyle doesn't get up from the pool, but coming into a trip like that, I would already be like, okay, I need to book my trip back home.
I've been on
Lisa Rinna's side. It's not fun.
That's hurtful. I mean, we're having a private conversation in the pool. Please. I'm like, what? She just came all the way to your place in Mexico and you can't even say hi in a nice way. So that was a little off-putting to me. I was like, oh my gosh, Kyle, really?
Well, she did promise her that she wasn't going to talk about it anymore, so I think Kyle is validated.
You still be the good hostess and you greet your guests. The way from
maybe
New York.
A wave. How about a wave?
Come on.
Why would you make it awkward? You're living with this person. Yeah. I mean, it's granted someone could say, well, Lisa Rinna made it awkward, but look, just that has to be put on the back burner or addressed. You know, you're living with this person with a house full of people. You're going to ruin the vibe. And just to jump back to that dinner, I just want to note that everyone around the table did say that they believed what Eden had heard coming from Rinna.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Something to note. Very important.
Yes.
Very vital in the Real Housewives universe.
I know.
Yes.
Hopefully
more
positive comments for Eden.
Yeah. You could just look at Eden and know she couldn't possibly have made this stuff up.
Right.
It's so outlandish.
Mm-hmm. And she's not that type of girl either.
I think she's intense. Right. She's intense with wanting to help, and we saw that last week.
Yeah.
But I think it was definitely Rinna who egged her on to get to this point.
Yeah, Eden's coming from a good place. Rinna's coming from a bad place.
Well, I don't know. She would argue differently. You know what I mean? I don't know. But,
well, she can come sit her butt right here on this couch, and I would be glad to argue.
Yeah, Lisa Rinna. You're always
Lisa
welcome.
Lisa Rinna, though, the one thing Eden cannot say, or the one thing Lisa Rinna cannot say, is that Eden embellished, because she did not. She really honestly did say exactly. We've seen the flashback now how many times. We know what was said in that store scene, so that's one thing that Lisa Rinna cannot use against Eden. And I like that, because usually, especially like I feel like in Atlanta, all these like things that people have been said are so blown out of proportion, and they're like surmised. Like, so this actually was word for word. So
going back to what I said at the beginning of the show, Lisa Rinna has dealt with addiction, her half sister, and then it's even in the chat rooms where you guys say Harry Hamlin was an alcoholic, and so she's got this all around her. It could be her that's dealing with these issues, her that wants to do something about her that's touchy about the whole subject. So, you know, Lisa Rinna could be projecting a little bit.
Yeah. Well, to tell us what's going on in the world, let's turn to Christy Reports.
Yes.
With my very important worldly news, like Yolanda has listed her luxury LA condo.
I saw.
Former Real Housewife. Yes, so it's up for $4.995 million. This is the one that she bought in December of 2015. I actually remember that being part of our news and gossip that day. This is 4,000 square feet, 3-bed, 3.5-bath, and the speculation is that Yolanda is moving to New York City to be with Bella and Gigi and actually Anwar.
Oh, makes
sense.
Good.
A lot of modeling work
there, so that was the sick house where she went after she broke up, right? And she was always sick at that condo,
the condo
in L.A.
Yes, yeah.
Good, get rid of it, girl, because that was not at the level of Housewives for me.
Meanwhile, somebody got a house purchased. But did she get it bought for her? So if you guys tuned into Pump Rules last night, you saw a scene where Lisa Vanderpump, they kind of made it look like she had bought Pandora, her daughter, and Jason a home, a very beautiful home for her 30th birthday. But Lisa tweeted and kind of clarified and said she only paid the down payment. It was a belated wedding present. And we know, of course, that both Pandora and Jason have great jobs. So I'm sure they will have no problem taking care of that mortgage.
Promoting Lisa Vanderpump's wine.
That's right. They got to do that.
Making that money.
That's right. And Kim Richards went in on Eden and Lisa Rinna on Twitter in the last week. She posted a gif of that scene of Erica and Eileen rehearsing at Young and the Restless, where she's saying, like, you need to get your own life. And she also said Lisa's apologies are fake, that she gives two-faced lies, and that Eden is running with a horrible rumor. So that's Kim's take on everything. Meanwhile, Lisa Rinna is clarifying. Now, I did notice this in tonight's episode. Someone said, oh, you know, Lisa's trying to say that her and Eden weren't friends, and she is saying she had never met Eden before they started doing the show, and that Lisa Rinna did not bring her on as a friend. She was hired, is Lisa Rinna's exact quote. So keep that in mind when you're thinking about Real Housewives.
I believe it.
And Kyle Richards has returned to the new Celebrity Apprentice. She's on Matt's team.
I can't remember. She's on Matt Eisman's team.
Yeah, so make sure you tune into the finale next week if you want to see more of Kyle Richards. Yeah. And one more little tidbit. Eileen gave an interview this week, and she said she thought Erica was so good on The Young and the Restless that she wants her back. I guess you've never seen Eileen's character's home on the show, so she's thinking, like, Erica was the real estate agent. She could come back and sell Eileen's character a house.
That's
so
true.
Stay tuned. I'll keep you posted if that happens or not.
Well, the audition was amazing. Remember, they tweaked it a little bit, and she's like, own it. And then she redid it, and then she's like, Erica's afterwards. Words, oh, I don't know that I can do auditions that good. I'm so nervous. And I'm like, what? And even the casting agent was, that was fabulous. I mean, it was even, to me, better than what we saw in Young and the Restless. So they should have her back. She's amazing.
Yeah, she should be full time. Why not?
The chat room's talking about casting, too. They say, Charlie said, please put Yolanda on the New York Housewives.
That would be cool.
Interesting thought.
I like her. I really do.
I think that would be a decent crowd for her.
Yeah, and it would be nice for Bravo to do something like that. Good point.
Yeah,
I like
because on New York, and we won't get into it, but there's like Luann, there's so many people who are on another planet on that show. That having someone like her who's like, you know, look up, she's got her lemon, she's like a homebody, she's like, you know what I mean? Like, kind of bring it in a little bit,
ground it a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. As long as we don't have to hear about medical storylines, if we're gonna talk about medical storylines, stay off.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Let that go the way of the old Bravo logo. Sad about that. Sad about that, though. No, I prefer the original or the former Bravo logo. Just wanted to point that out. Anyway,
it was
just my preference. No view on anything.
Bravo-y.
Yeah. Just my POV. Anyway, or opinion. Anyway, let's predict real quick. What are we thinking is coming up? We saw a lot to latch on to.
I think we're finally going to learn something really deep about Erica Jane. And I like her so much, and I'm really not like, oh, I can't wait to hear what her drama is, but it's I just can't wait to know her better. When she says, you have no idea what I deal with every night.
What
that
is
implies
that?
So many things, and it blows my mind.
Yeah, she said in an interview, I think it was on, I want to say The Real, it was like, she had no regrets except that she hated that she cried in the season. She said, I never ever cry. Like, that was not something I wanted out there, but it's coming.
That's what we want to see, though. We want to see more from Erica because it's almost like, I don't want to say Botox, but her face never moves. And even when Lisa Vanderpump pumps her and, you know, and when they push her, she always stays calm in the drama. So to finally see her, didn't she say
emotional
bitch to somebody? Was that her?
No.
Okay. I'm like, she says, you don't know what I go through every night. She's crying. She's this and that. Dorit. I'm like, we've never seen emotion on Erica's face. Was it Dorit that did that?
Erica dropped a B-bomb tonight when they were jet skiing, but in a good way. Dorit says it in the future.
But we always see Erica so together and calm, and she always says, she talks like a lawyer, let's hear the facts. I want to hear the facts first. But she's always very placid.
Unbothered,
And to see her really come through with emotion, I want to see that too. I can't wait.
Oh, Jessica in the chat said maybe it's about her son, the cop. So is it that she's sitting and worrying every night? That's a good point. That could be.
Yeah, I bet it's some underhand. It is my prediction. I bet it's some underhanded comment coming from Dorit, the mother of the year, slamming something about like not knowing about what it is to be a mother, or now you know. I know nothing.
You're so good at this, though, Grant. You always get it.
Because what I'm trying to think of, what would make someone like Erica get so upset? You have when you throw kids into something, a mother will go after you like nothing.
Exactly.
I don't know, Dorit.
We got it all figured out.
Yeah. We shall see.
I'm looking forward to Eden telling off. I think it's Lisa Rinna. I'm predicting it's Lisa Rinna. So later on, and if it's not, then I feel bad. But yeah, I feel like she's going to go off on her. She's just going to reach the point where she's just enough of all the BS. And I think that might be her moment.
Did anyone get Amsterdam vibes when they showed that table in Hong Kong? Of all of them on either side, it was like a dark restaurant with a window behind them.
From the Rinna and Kim Richards wine glassering.
Yes.
They probably scouted that out. What property looks similar to Amsterdam?
It looked very good. It's just the way it was shot, like the wide table. And like I was like, so we'll see.
Good point. Maybe they're going to recreate the drama on that.
Unfortunately, we're still talking about Kim. I mean, from then till now, you know?
I think my prediction was right that her and Lisa Rinna are not going to be friends. I just don't see it happening. I'm sorry. Not even in two seasons from now. It's just too much damage has been done there.
Well, they're all stars in their own mind. And even Eden, I don't think she said this on camera, but she said this behind the scenes to us, so I hope it's okay to say. But she was saying, when they're shooting this show, it's amazing that none of the other women lift a finger to do anything. And I said, well, you know, Kim's that way. And she's like, that's right. And so are all the other girls. All the other girls are stars in their own mind. And she says, when something fell, or I would help crew pick it up. But she's amazed at how they act on the show, really, even behind the scenes.
Well, I don't expect Lisa Vanderpump to do much.
No, queen.
It is what it is. But yeah, so let us know your thoughts and opinions. Keep it positive because we're in some odd times here. We want to just have fun with everyone talking about Real Housewives. It's not that serious. So let us know your thoughts. Please keep us updated over on iTunes as well. We've got a lot of iTunes listeners who we appreciate. So let us know your thoughts and opinions over there. In the meantime, where can we find you, Chris, and what would you like to promote?
Well, I'd always like to promote my website because I love interviewing celebrities, chrisvalentine.la. My name is Chris Valentine, but you can find me on Twitter at AKA Golden Boy.
Hey guys, it's Thomas Rulina. You could find me at Thomas Rulina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook, and check out my website, thomasrulina.com.
And I loved hanging out with all of you guys on the live chat tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. And please join us again tomorrow for X-Pac 12360. Yes, we cover pro wrestling here at AfterBuzz TV as well. Mm-hmm. And Lillian Garcia making their way to the ring on Mondays.
Nice. And yes, tweet me your thoughts. I love getting tweets the next day and throughout the week as people watch and listen and gain more insight and opinion. So let me know your thoughts over on Twitter. My handle is at grants_rants. And my podcast is out as usual. Kylie Hodges, who's been on AfterBuzz for years, was on a great co-host. She was on this most recent episode, number 49. So check it out. That's Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. We'll be back with a lot more with this whole second half of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yay!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.